Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey
107.7. Yes, welcome on Casey Lunch. This is your show between 12 and 3. One of Casey's good friends from Bukwene, he popped in to visit us, and he is retiring from the police very, very soon, officially tomorrow. And he will share his story with us. I will say, Pastor Vanga, welcome on Casey.
Good day, Avril, and greetings to all your listeners.
Retiring after 21 years, how does it feel?
Yeah, my brother, yeah, a little bit emotional, but it was good to be in this organization, ups and downs. It was challenging, but I did manage to do my work. I did it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So 21 years. Where and how did you get involved in the police force? Graf Renet, I read something about Graf Renet.
Yes. I passed my license, driver's license, on February, year 2002. Then I decided to apply for the police. Then after 2 months, I was called for an interview. Then I passed the interview. Then June 2002, I went to the college in Graaff-Reinet. Actually, I wanted to be a police from my childhood. I wanted to be a police. So to me, to be a police officer was not just a career, but it was a calling.
And also a passion for you to help the community. Mm. And your first station, where you were employed after training, and how was it?
I went straight to Paarl Police Station in August 2002. I started there. It was a bit challenging because as a boy from Eastern Cape, I was struggling with Africans, and my commander by then, he was speaking
Africans.
Strictly Africans. I couldn't even hear what we were talking about, but now he has good, no, he can brat it.
I nearly said, let's continue. I'll finish our interview in English, but rather play safe. And tell us your journey after you left there and Graaff-Reinet, where you ended up at Bakwene Station.
Because of that challenge of Africans, I wanted to go to Mbekweni. But that time, I was applying for a transfer, straight or cross transfer, but they didn't want me to move to Mbekweni. But eventually, when the Mbekweni police station was officially opened on the 1st of April, year 2004, then on the 31st, I was called that tomorrow you must go and report it in Bakwene police station. Woo! Yeah, I was so happy. They just tell me today that tomorrow you're going to report that in Bakwene, because I think there was no manpower, so I was glad to go there.
And your responsibility, you're a spokesperson. What else were you doing in the police?
Oh, it's a lot. I wait a lot of capes there. I was a social crime prevention coordinator, a community police forum coordinator, reservist coordinator, spiritual crime prevention coordinator, youth desk coordinator, a communication officer now, and recently I was doing protection orders, the interdicts, and the warrants of arrest for maintenance. Pop health. I do a lot of stuff there in Bakwene.
And you were well known. I spoke to a couple of people there, and they said, no, you can only go to Vanka. He will definitely assist you. If there's anything that you want to ask, you're the go-to person there.
Pardon?
Yeah, you are the go-to person there. If you have any problems, not problems, but if you want to speak about something.
Yeah. Sometimes people will want me, even for small things. They will say, hey, we want to see Vanka. If people don't want to help them, then they will call me or they will come to me. I was working in the hockey there, the back in the container. But it was nice. People will come to me. Maybe it's because of my heart. I don't know.
I know that's what they meant when they said that. If you can't help me, Avril, this yes. Vanga will definitely help us. That's why they were looking for you.
People will misuse you.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to miss you. Now, who are they going to? Because I want to say that they have problems with the people, but these other people have responsibilities. But you always make time for the people.
Yes, yes, yes. I had a passion for them, man.
Okay, this is not part of the questions. What do you do for a sport, or if you're not a policeman? If you were not a policeman, what were you doing?
If I was not a policeman?
No, you were. Besides the police, right?
Yes.
What were you doing when you just sign off at 4 o'clock? You go home. What is there that you do?
No, I just went home. I watch TV. Then 7 o'clock, I go to church. There's no other thing, nothing. I don't gym.
But how did you keep this figure? How did you keep the figure like that?
I believe it's fasting. Fasting is keeping me in shape.
Okay.
It's a good thing to do.
And tell us about some of the highlights and some of the sort of things that didn't go well during your time in the police.
Yeah, the highlights is I have a privilege to meet all the presidents of South Africa, starting from former president, late F.W. de Klerk, former President Mandela, President Mbeki, former President Zuma, Mutlante, and I met Ramaphosa and a lot of ministers.
So it was like profitable.
So it was my highlights.
So, I mean, the job was good because they have to ask you.
Yes, and I've traveled a lot. I went to Pretoria. I went to Bloemfontein with the police. So I've learned a lot, of highlights.
So the last minister that I know of is this Zulu, ne? It was that...
Pele.
No, there's the minister of... That was there by you?
All in the US, yes.
I also saw some pictures of you guys there.
Yes.
How's the experience meeting these people? Seeing, we only see them on television, but how do you feel?
It was good to talk to them.
Wow.
Oh, it's a good feeling. And you know that day, I know big guns, you know.
You got some stripes there.
When they appear on TV, then we tell you, I know, I spoke to that one, I know it.
And some of the lowlights,
you see, when you are a policeman or a policewoman, you are an enemy to some other people. So you will pass there, they will call you, hey, there is thy haunt or something like that. So they will call you names, but despite that, I did enjoy to be at SEPS, and I will miss this organization. Maybe in 5 years' time, I'll come back and serve my community. I'm still young, Moss.
And there were a lot of people that you met in the police force, and some police officers that made an impact in your life while being at the police. Are some of them? Share with us some moments.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. My station commanders did play a role. But there's a guy, man, that I like to work with him. The former station commander, he was now the district commander of West Coast. General Janji.
Oh,
it was nice to
that
work
dude.
Under
Aibu.
The guy.
That dude.
Yes,
I
that
know
time
that.
I was driving a truck. They call it Mkomo. Then we closed the ship. Back when it was quiet that time, it was nice. So he's my role model, man. I like...
Yeah, he's very
encouraged me. Even when I got promotion to be a warrant officer, he sent me a message, encouraged me.
Wow.
Yes.
So you guys still stay in contact.
Yes.
And one thing that I recognize, I went to some friends and we were sitting, and there's always a rumor, hey, Changis Khan no come.
If you see my backstage, you know that Changis is going to come and take all that liquor.
And then they'll say, hey, was that no move from this side? That side.
Yes.
And then we're on that side, he said, hey, he's coming this side also. Then then later on, you don't know where to go, but he's on the move.
Yeah, we squeezed the space. There was no space.
Yes. And after this, tomorrow is your official last day at the police. Are they planning something for you? You don't know.
When you walk into the passage, you'll hear people talking, but when you pass by, they will...
Be quiet
then, you know. Maybe there's something I don't know, but I believe they will be.
Tomorrow's your last day. What are you going to miss at your police station, specifically Bagweni?
I will miss my partner in crime that I was sitting in that container, Sergeant DeVries. But I will miss everybody there walking the passage, and I was the only guy who was making noise. You will hear me from the office there in the CSC. If you are sitting on the last office, you will hear me. I can scream, I can make noise, I can rasp me, bro.
So if you're quiet, they will ask you, hey, there's something wrong.
I was never quiet. And I was straight, I confront. Mm-hmm. If you talk about me, I will confront you.
Okay.
I'm not scared of that.
And now that you retired from the SAPS, what are your future plans?
For now, I'll be full-time on ministry. Then I'll wait upon the Lord to give me directions what to do next, because I believe my future is lying on His hands.
Okay, that's very good. Any message to your wife, family, and friends who were supporting you during your time at the police station, specifically your wife and your family?
I know, yes, yeah, it was not easy. Sometimes I had to leave and go attend crime scenes that were the bad ones. You see, I had to go and leave them, a wife and children, sleeping that time. So it was risky. But I thank them for the support they gave me all these years. And I thank my church for prayers. I thank my stakeholders that I work with in Mbekweni, all my stakeholders, my spiritual convention, my Department of Health, correctional services, social development. I work NOSA, I work with BPAT, my schools, all of them. Hey, I'm going to miss them. When I see now the vans, I'll also say, what's going on? I won't be up to date. So I'm going to miss everything by SAPS, but it's time to leave anyway.
And if you leave, there might be a hunger to go and visit some of these, not like an official, but just pop in there by BPAT, as you said, in North Sunday. Just pop and say, hi guys, how are you doing?
No, I believe I will still be active in the community, but on other side now, not as a police, but as a community member. No, I'll still go to them. They can still use me. They can still invite me to be the motivational speaker or something like that, because that's what I like to do. I can talk my bro, yeah.
Yeah, that's your passion.
Yes,
anything in closing from your side? Anything you want to add?
I want to thank you as well, man, because you always call me, then I come here, have interviews, then it's good to people, they see me, I'm on a radio interview, you make me famous, man. So
no.
People in Dragon Saint Valley, they know me now.
Okay, yes. No, it's Casey that does that. So you know already who's your follower, the next communication person? And
no, I don't know. You see, my station commander also resigned. Tomorrow is her last day. So Colonel Rousseau is acting there till they appoint a new station commander, I think by May. So the one coming will decide who's going to be the communication officer there. But there are people there. They mm-hmm. can choose from them. They are also good policemen, so they can choose.
Wanga, this is definitely not the last time that you will be here with us. You will be around here. As we know, you're in the community. You can just give us some updates of what's happening in Mbekweni. So we would love that. And even your campaigns, as you see, you're going into the ministry. So all of that. And we as a radio and the community also want to thank you, as you also said to your wife and your family, for giving you that space to serve us and empower us and be there. If we need you, you are always there. As I called him and he said, okay, because that's so everyone, I'll be there. So yes. Thanks again for the service and what your future plans also holds. And keep the community safe and keep us informed about what's happening around your area. Thanks again and hope to see you soon.
Yes, you'll see me soon. This weekend is most Easter weekend. So I invite everyone from Pal area to come. We'll be at Ikwezi, they formerly known as Babatane. It's a new school now, private school, Leap. So our Easter weekend will be there. I invite everyone to come there and receive the word of God and Jesus.
So you'll start on Friday, right?
Is it? Yes, on Fridays from 10 o'clock till 1. Then the next service will be at 7 o'clock in the evening. And on Saturday as well from 10 o'clock, then two services, other one will be at 7 again in the evening. Then Sunday is Holy Communion, blessing children, all that stuff. So come. You miss, you lose.
They say you miss and you snooze and you lose. Thanks again. Must I call you pastor or pastor or warrant officer?
No. Warrant officer thing is ending tomorrow. Call me Mr. Van or pastor. Yeah.
Okay,
and
there
that
are.
Will work.
Okay, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day and greetings to everybody. We'll pop in there this weekend.
Yes, you can pop in. Thank you very much. Greetings to my people, Manaukwan. I miss you. Mbekweni people, I love you all. I still love you.
Okay.
My church, Emmanuel, let's go there in numbers and make that place small. Thank you.
Your Lunchtime Radio, every day, 1-4 with Avril, only on KC 107.7.